Welcome. Good morning, Fantasy Baseball. My name is Tony Cicada, and of course, everybody's getting ready for the season. Hopefully, there won't be a delay in the season with this whole virus situation. Heck, we could be watching every game like a Marlins game with nobody in the stands. And you can see that in New York and Boston and where fans actually go to games. But every game could be like a Marlins game. One thing you got to talk about is the pitching in Major League Baseball. You got a lot of top starters right now that are looking like they won't start the season. Of course, Justin Verlander, Chris Sale, to name a few. Max Scherzer is dealing with something with a side injury. Now, here's the thing. You can't win your fantasy baseball league in April and May, but you can lose it. And one of the ways you can lose it is if you get a couple of these guys, Paxton's another, Luis Severino is another, that you had on your roster, right? And then you get be able to put them on the injured reserve list, and then you're able to go get another pitcher. The worst thing you could do is to go out there and put a guy on your roster that's ineffective. And when you say he's ineffective, he didn't get drafted. That's why he's on your waiver wire. Like, you had your whole draft, or if you're in a keep league or dynasty league, this guy, he wasn't on a roster. He wasn't on a roster for a reason. And now you're going to put him in the place of a Chris Sale, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander? Already, I hope you're realizing this is a recipe for disaster. Now, the way to combat that is, especially if you're in a league without holds, if you're in a league without holds, there's going to be a ton of middle relievers. And I've been saying this for 20 years now. You are way better off picking a middle reliever, throwing them in your roster, let them pitch 2 to 3 innings a week, than having one guy go out there who's the 101st starting pitcher in fantasy baseball and let him pitch once that week. Because he's probably going to have an ERA 4.5. He's going to have a K per 9 somewhere in the 3s. Where if you go middle reliever, you can get 3 innings of scoreless baseball. And some of these guys have a K per 9 of 11 or 12. So all of a sudden you get 5. And you're going to say, oh, what about the strikeouts, Tony? You're going to get 1 or 2 strikeout difference, and you're not going to kill your ratios. Now, they don't add up like a guy that throws 150 innings, 160 innings. But if you go that route, you're going to get 150 innings, 160 innings of the 101st best pitcher instead of taking 65 innings of a guy with a K per 9 of 12, an ERA in the 2s or under. So go out and use where you have injuries. Use as play setters. These middle relievers do not go down the list and get guys that don't believe belong on rosters. Remember, they are on the waiver wire for a reason. So to throw them in your roster is absolutely taking a risk. And you are so much better off going from guys that can absolutely get it done. And I'm going to share you with some of the names that I actually will roster in leagues that do not have holds that will have the ability to help you on a fantasy standpoint and not kill your ERA, not kill your whip, and still make it competitive in strikeouts. And here's the other thing, is that if you have a K per 9 league, absolutely do this. If you have total Ks like most leagues, then you go ahead and grab it. Guy like Mike Leake, right? Mike Leake, perfect example. Say you went and you got him off the roster, right? You're talking about a guy that had a K per 9 of 5.80. If you get one of these guys that pitched 3 innings and Mike Leake goes 5 innings, you're actually going to be the same in strikeouts. And you don't have the ability to kill your whip and your ERA. And these guys get decisions as well, right? We have middle relievers getting double-digit decisions. So you still have an opportunity there. Now, these are some of the names that I'm looking at this year. And it's interesting because sometimes you don't even have to draft these guys. Middle relievers are very volatile, and from year to year, they change. So if you see a guy hot, the first 2 weeks and getting an opportunity, absolutely take a shot at him and go to the waiver wire and absolutely put him on your team. These are things that you're going to have to do throughout the season instead of hurting yourself there. The first guy that I got is Adam Onavito. Last year, of course, coming over from Colorado to the New York Yankees, has 11.94 K per nine. His whip was high at 1.31. I expect that to drop. I mean, heck, his whip was almost the same as his ERA. His ERA was 1.90. Now, if you're looking at this, only Will Harris had a better ERA than Adam Onavito. Will Harris is going to get picked in some leagues because people will think that Mark Melancon is going to blow the job. Will Harris is going to be the guy that's going to end up getting some saves there. But Onavito has similar statistics, and you can get him a lot later and not get drafted. Now, interesting guy that you can look at from an ERA and whip perspective, but he doesn't deliver the strikeouts, is Zach Britton, who is a teammate of Onavito, right? 1.91 ERA last season. 1.14 whip. Right there. The K per nine at 7.78 is not what I look for in that situation. Dylan Betances, of course, is going to go to the New York Mets this season. A lot of people are looking at him having a possibility of getting saves if we see Edwin Diaz struggle again. I don't look at it this way. Baseball has changed a lot over the years. We see a lot of pitchers go out in the fifth and the sixth inning, and relievers dominate. The other thing we're seeing is not the best relief pitcher on a team actually not being the closer. And the reason being is the closer starts the ninth inning with no guys on base and has a clear game, and he goes in there. When you have an elite reliever like Josh Hader before he became a closer, and Dylan Betances is another one, what they can do is they come in with guys on base, they get the strikeouts, and the inning's over. I mean, we're talking about a guy in 2018 had a K per nine of 15.53. There is no starting pitcher you're going to get off a waiver wire that's going to consistently strike out as many guys in a week as Dylan Betances. So absolutely throw him in there, and you can do a lot better while these guys are out and have an opportunity to not kill your ratios. Now, this guy is a guy that I really like, but his strikeout total is not there, but I think we can see that move up. And that's Aaron Bummer of the Chicago White Sox. They're paying good money for this young pitcher. In 67 innings last year, at a 2.13 ERA and a whip under 1, 0.99. The K per 9 was 7.98. We got to see a little raise in the strikeouts, but Aaron Bummer is a guy you can absolutely look at. Daniel Hudson is a guy that also will get drafted because people will look at Sean Doolittle and think he's weak, and they'll try to grab some saves. Hudson was amazing pitching in Washington. And again, this is a guy that can help your team, help your ratios. 2.47 ERA, 1.14 whip. His K per nine was only 8.75, so you're not going to get the strikeouts there, but you absolutely will get a ton there. And a guy I have, Matt Barnes, who was the ineffective Red Sox closer but was great as a setup man. His ERA last year was 3.78 as he was ineffective in that role, but his K per 9, 15.39, a lot like Dylan Betances there, and the whip was 1.38. We should see that improve both there. And he is a guy that absolutely mows people down. And another guy to look at is Tyler Rogers. He had a very limited time in the major leagues last year, only 17 innings, 1.02 ERA, 0.85 whip. So those are some of the names that could help you out. And don't lose your season in April and May by throwing fifth and sixth starters out there that you couldn't even get drafted in your league. Now they're on the waiver wire, and you're going to try to replace Chris Sale, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Luis Severino with the likes of your guy, Mike Tomlin-esque pitchers for all you guys that have listened for a long time. Tony Cicada, good morning, Fantasy Baseball. Remember, do not be afraid to use middle relievers as opposed to guys that weren't even drafted. That's the key to success. Stay in there, hang in there, keep those ratios low on ERA and WHIP.